And Pinchas taught us all how one person could literally make a difference in life and death. He could change the world, one person by himself. And then the idea is repeated later again when you come to the story of Rashi. Rashi quotes that we're not allowed to cause pain to Moav because of Rus. It's an amazing thing. The entire nation was so bad to us, wanted to cause us to sin, wanted to bring us down, but we're not allowed to cause them pain because one woman comes out of it. One woman, one Rus. So from one person, you see how one person can really change the entire trajectory of life and change the rules. Then we have again the B'nai Slavcha, five amazing girls, fantastic girls who really stood up for what they believed. And again, the Gemara Baba Basha doesn't learn like that, but the way the simple reading of Pesukim, they changed the whole outcome of Yerusha. They made it now that Yerusha goes to a girl and there's such a thing called giving to a daughter. They also changed the world. Five girls, you know, not a whole movement. There was no hashtag involved, just people doing what they believe. So it's an important lesson, I think, in the world, how very often people think, well, it's just me. How can I make a difference? One person can make a difference, kifi erech, as much as they can. Now, usually I like to bring stories of Jewish people who made a difference. And there are numerous stories that I can give you. But I came across a story this week, which I personally thought was very relevant to this topic. You know, we always talk about Jews saving Jews during the Holocaust. That's obviously a very nice thing to talk about. And everyone knows about the famous non-Jews who saved Jews during the Holocaust, right? Schindler and others. But I came across an amazing story this week, which I find fascinating, how a Nazi guard saved Jews during the Holocaust. You don't get better than that. There was a fascinating story. It only came recently because a son of a survivor decided to do the research. But the fellow's name was Karl Plager. Karl Plager was a major Karl Plager. He wasn't just a regular person. He was part of the Nazi party since 1931. He worked his way up to the rankings. And by 1943, by 1941, 42, he was leading a camp in Vilna. Vilna was a massive center of Jewish people, as we all know. There were 100,000 Jews in Vilna. And by the end of the war, there were 2,000 Jews left in Vilna. So that's a horrific numbers of Jews lost in Vilna. But he decided that he was so taken by how brutal the Nazi party was, how wrong it was. Because again, he originally joined the party, this fellow, because like many people, he needed money. He needed a job. The Nazi party promised you a job and they promised you power. So a lot of people joined. But he didn't really buy into the ideology. When he saw up close and personal how much death and murder there was, he wanted out. So what are you supposed to do if you're a Nazi guard? So he decided to create a camp to basically made up a camp for people to become mechanics to work on the SS's cars. And he took a bunch of Jews who knew nothing about mechanics and trained them. But his chap was not just he saved men, he saved women and children because he convinced the SS that they'll be more successful if they're with their families. And kachavi, the SS let them keep the families together. They all were working. They gave the kids and women some form of a job to do something to keep them productive. And he was able to save 200 Jews. So now you say to yourself, well, what's an SS guard going to do when he wants to save Jews? He tried. He tried his best, and the biggest chiddush of this guy's mamash an anuf. He was put on trial in 1947 for war crimes, and he never said a word. The only reason why he got off was because Jews from the camps came to defend him. He never even defended himself. This guy, that was amazing. He wouldn't even defend himself. He said, listen, I tried to save Jews. He only got off because he was defended by people that were in the camp that survived with him, and they testified that he was taka a good guy. And it took till 2005 until he was recognized as righteous amongst the nations. Now he's already. Now you go to the all the sites. They'll tell you he was talking a good guy. But just imagine, he felt that this is wrong, and he was going to do something about it. And I said, "What are you going to do? How are you going to make a difference? You're an SS guard. You're a major in the army. You're going to make a difference." To me, this is a masahaska. If a person believes in something strong enough, you do whatever you believe in. That's what Pinchas did. Pinchas believed this is wrong. We need to stop it. I'm going to get pushback. People are going to make fun of me. I don't care. You got to do what's right. So that's really, I think, a very important takeaway, and it really connects to the 3 weeks. Very often, people say, why should I work on Avos Yisrael? Because there's always going to be someone else that's not going to be nice. So why should I bother? The answer is, you, one person, make a difference. Don't worry about other people. You do what you have to do. If you improve and you work on your Avos Yisrael during this 3 weeks, during this Tkufa, it's going to make a difference. I don't have a movement. I don't have popularity. I don't have a whole team with me. You don't always need a team to accomplish great things. Many people in this room know from their own activities in life that one person can make a significant amount of difference. How many organizations, programs, and wonderful things in the Jewish world have been done by one person? He had an idea, he had a mindset, driven, he did it. That was it. And today, Baruch Hashem, we reap the benefits of all these projects and programs because one person had an idea. So I think that's really, in my opinion, that's really the big takeaway from Parashas Pinchas. I want to wish a Teshuvah L'Shem to Rabbi Weilgus, who's been joining us for the last few weeks. He'll be going away for the summer. It's been a real schus to have him here. Definitely enhanced our share, and wish him a lot of atzloch on his vacation. So to say, while he works in the camp as a vacation, he will surely be missed here in our Sunday morning shiur. Okay, we left off last week we were in the middle of a fundamental chakira. What was the chakira? The chakira was, how do you understand when a tainis gets pushed off? So there's two types of tainis that are nitche. We have Tisha B'Av shenitche, and we have Shavuot B'Tamuz shenitche. Those are the two main ones we're going to focus on. So we had a big chakira last week. How do you understand when it fast gets nitche? What are the two tzadim of the chakira? One side is that the whole fast gets moved to the next day, meaning Shabbos, when the fast technically, physically falls out on, is zero. There's no halachic status at all. And everything starts on the Sunday. The other tzad is no. Maybe really the fast day is the day on the calendar. And you can keep whatever you can keep. And whatever you can't keep gets pushed over, gets made up on the next day. That was the big chakira we worked. Now we came across a Tshuva Sarajba, which is going to be very important again. The Tshuva Sarajba says very clearly that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, there are absolutely no avelos on Shabbos. You don't keep anything that is normally Tisha B'Av absorbed on Shabbos. And the Rajba explained, because really Tisha B'Av should always really be on the 10th, meaning Sunday. But the Gemara tells us in Tainis, they wanted to put it on the 9th because that's when it started. Says the Rajba, but when it falls out like this, then we completely uprooted it and put it on the 10th. Therefore, says the Rajba, there are no dinim whatsoever of Tisha B'Av when it falls out on the Shabbos. So that Rajba is very clear to all of us, that the Rajba says that when Tisha B'Av falls on the Shabbos, the new Tisha B'Av, the Sunday Shabbos, has no halachic status. We also pointed out another nafkamina would be, let's say, for example, Shavuot Shechalbot. We know that there's a din, which we have to get into much more this week, of course, that the week leading up to Tisha B'Av, or the week where Tisha B'Av falls out, has extra chumras. So the question is, what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos or pushed off to Sunday? Is the week leading up considered Shavuot Shechalboy, or there is no Shavuot Shechalboy? So we pointed out already from the Yushalmi in Maseches Megillah, the Yushalmi writes that there is no Shavuot Shechalboy when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. And Rav Asher Weiss pointed out that's because the Yushalmi is Lashitasei, because the Yushalmi seems to hold like the Rajba, that the reason why Tisha B'Av is on Sunday and not on earlier in the week is because it should always really be on the 10th, and therefore was completely uprooted, moved to the 10th, and therefore Shabbos is nothing. If Shabbos is nothing, there's no Shavuot Shechalboy. We left off last week with the Machloikis Mechabin Ramah. We left off last week with the Machloikis Mechabin Ramah. What do we do with Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos with regarding to the halachas of Avelos? So we mentioned that the Mechaber holds when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, there are no restrictions. Do whatever you want. It's regular Shabbos. Even those things which are called bitsina, like marital relations, which sometimes an Avel has to keep during Avelos, even on Shabbos. But there is no restrictions on this Shabbos, according to the Mechaber. So that Mechaber works out very nicely, according to the Rajba, that the lumdus of the Tisha B'Av Nidcha means that Tisha B'Av is really Sunday. Shabbos is nothing. Therefore, Shabbos is a regular day. You can even have marital relations. However, we mentioned that the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, no, you have to keep Dvarim Shabbatzin on Shabbos. So we wanted to say, and this is not our Chiddush, this dates back to earlier Achrayim, that the Machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah is this Chakir. If you hold up Shad is that really Tisha B'Av was moved from Shabbos to Sunday, so then why can't you have Tashmish on Shabbos? Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. But if you hold that Shabbos really is Tisha B'Av, because it's on the calendar, Tisha B'Av, you can't observe or can't observe all of the rules because Shabbos blocks it, but whatever you could absorb, whatever you could keep, you do keep. And therefore, the Machloikis Mechaber and Ramah should be totally in this Chakira. Is it a Tashlum or is it removed? Which is very nice. Nice triple Torah. Now, that should have major halachic ramifications. Why should that have halachic ramifications? If this Chakira is dependent upon whether or not a katan, that's what we started off with. If everyone remembers, we started off with Tishayel about a katan. A kid turns bar mitzvah on Tisha B'Av Shechaliyos on Sunday. Kid turns bar mitzvah on Yud Ches Tammuz. Does he have to fast? So the way we set it up, the way the Divrei Malkiel set it up, and the way the Avdei Nezer set it up, it's totally in this Chakira. If the real fast was really yesterday and today was a makeup, well, this kid doesn't need a makeup. He wasn't obligated yesterday to fast. But if the pshat was we move the fast over, so if we move the fast over and today is Tisha B'Av and today is Shabbat B'Tammuz, and this kid has to fast. So it should come out following that logic, following what we said in the Mechaber and the Ramah, it should come out that according to the Mechaber, the kid should have to fast. If the fast falls out of the Nidcha, while according to the Ramah, the kid would be potter from the fast. That's what we came out with in last week's cheshbon. Now, what we left off last week was a couple problems. We'll make even more problems this week. So if you start with me on page 2, we'll start with some of the issues over here. Issue number 1 is we saw a tshuva last week from the Divrei Malkiel, Rav Malkiel Tenenbaum, the Lom Jerov, who pointed out that there might be a difference between Tisha B'Av and Shavuot B'Tammuz. Even though maybe by Tisha B'Av you'll tell me that the way it works is that we moved it from the 9th to the 10th. And the reason is because of the Rajba, because the Rajba told us it makes sense to do that. Because Tisha B'Av should really always be on the 10th. Well, where does that leave you for Shavuot B'Tammuz? Maybe Shivasa Batama's taka doesn't work that way. Maybe Shivasa Batama sticks where it was supposed to be. Meaning the whole shtickle Torah of that Rajba is only applicable, is only good for Tisha B'Av. What about for Shivasa Batama's? So if you remember the Divrei Malkiel, this Divrei Malkiel on page 2 is in Chela Gimel. The first Divrei Malkiel I showed you was in Chela K. You don't have papers?
Not page 2. The other ones you have plenty of.
Sorry, okay. Oh. So if you look in the Divrei Malkiel.
No.
So you look, if you look in the Divrei Malkiel, so at the end of the shtickel that we saw last week, he said this mahalach with the Rajbo, and then he threw us a very important lumnus. He said, he doesn't think this whole sugya makes any sense. He says, because the whole tashlumin doesn't make sense when it's not possible to do it in the first place. Meaning, when do you have a tashlumin? You have tashlumin, let's say something like a carbon, where you're supposed to, you should have, you could have brought it when you're supposed to, but technical problems prevented you or him or a small group of people from doing it. Or let's say daven. Everyone's supposed to daven mincha. Everyone goes to daven mincha. You're stuck on traffic on Rockaway, which is a mess these days, right? Be careful, right? Make sure you give yourself at least a lot of time to get there. So therefore, you miss davening, so you have a backup. Abazak to Divrei Malkiel, what happens if no one can do it? Let's say, for example, when Shavuos B'Tammuz falls out on Shabbos, the Shabbos falls on Shabbos, not one Jew in the world is able to fast. So you're not going to call that a makeup day. A makeup day, by definition, is you could have done it, you should have done it, but you didn't. Here, you couldn't have, you shouldn't have, and no one would. So then the Divrei Malkiel says such a lumdus. Now, that lumdus would apply both to Shavuos B'Tammuz and to Tisha B'Av. It wouldn't matter which lumdus you were. Now, if you take a look over here, number 13, a tshuva from the Divrei Malkiel. The Divrei Malkiel writes like this. He says, V'nira hatam mishum da'amina b'tainis choftesh erubah shalheich anisav ba'asiyah ba'av r'b'yich nomar shim ha'yabidara ha'hu ha'yakaveya. He's discussing the Shiloh of Nitzcha. How do you understand Tisha B'Av Shenitzcha? And he writes, the Zen Nihid, I mean, in Shom Shikubah B'Tisha B'Av Nesha Asas Chol Peronish Shvefez Beis HaMikdash Mikol Mokim. Heicha Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos Nitzcha Machrosa Yid B'Av Dinoi Ki Tisha B'Av L'Fi Sha'oz Oye Ikra Peronis V'Loi Domi L'Sha'ar Tanesim Shenitzcha. Here he sounds like he's changing the attitude. Here he's saying that Tisha B'Av is Taka at different Lomdas. Tisha B'Av, the pshat is that we moved it from the 9th to the 10th because it makes sense to be on the 10th. It's not weird to move it to the 10th. So therefore, in a year that it falls on a Shabbos, we just picked up the whole tainus and moved it to the 10th. However, says the Divrei Malkiel, not so for the other fast days. So therefore, here in this tshuva, it sounds like he's drawing a distinction between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av.
This whole thing is premised on an error, not an error, but the Gemara specifically says no. It's not the
Quranic. All right, so that's for a regular. But that's for a regular. Well, that's a equal.
He wants to use that.
So he wants to say that. No. You see from the Gemara that it's not crazy to fast it on the 10th day of
Av. The Gemara says no, we're not doing that.
Right. But when you have up against the year like a Shabbos, we don't have that cheshbon.
I understand that's the Sfar, but you can't rely on somebody.
100%. Meaning you don't want to argue on the Rajb. I mean, the Rajb is from that Gemara, that gives me the right. So you want to say, no, that Gemara was all in Havamina world. Right. The Maskana, no. Tisha B'Av is in Achram. That would be all those who argue on the Rajb. Well,
Luchari would
say something. That's the question. What do you see from that Gemara that the Gemara says, well, we would have liked to make it on Tisha B'Av? Well, I would like to do a lot of things in life, but it didn't work out that way. So the Rajbi says, I see from that Gemara that it's not crazy to imagine that in a year like this, they taka made it on the year. So he's telling no. You see from that Gemara that they would have liked it, they didn't. That means you got to stick with the ninth. That's goofa going to be the machloek bishm showing him of how to understand Nitzcha. How do you understand Nitzcha?
Right, what category is
Divrei Malkiel?
What category, but what makes it distinguished is the
right. So if you're gonna if you're gonna work with that Gemara solely, like the Rashi did, you have no hechek for Shavuos B'Tammuz and Achrami, which is what it sounds like in this tshuva. Now it sounds like in this tshuva that he's mechalek fundamentally between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which would come out of a very big nafkamina lalocha. But if the case was a Tisha B'Av nidche, so then we would assume that the kitaka has to fast on Sunday. If it would be Shavuos B'Tammuz nidche, the kitaka be potter. Because Shavuos B'Tammuz might be working as a tashlumin, and a tashlumin is not shaykh if you weren't there in the first place. This is all fine and dandy, but we have bigger problems over here. What's the bigger problems? We have a machlokes mechaber and Rambam. The mechaber holds that there are absolutely no avelos relevant during Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av. Why? So we said like the Rashba. The Rashba says because Tisha B'Av this year is Sunday. Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. So Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. I can do whatever I want. I can live however I want. The Ramah says, no, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos this year. And therefore, whatever you can keep, Sunday night, Wednesday. Ah, so we have to get to that at some point also. So what do you do on Sunday night? Yeah, we have to get to that. We'll have to see if there's time for all that. So Rabbi Soloveitchik has a different approach over here, which we'll see is going to make things a lot easier as we go through the sugya. Take a look over here, number 14. Right, Rabbi Soloveitchik, number 14, he says like this. We know that there's a big machloekis b'shoinim. That's the machloekis mechaben or mo, it's really a machloekis b'shoinim. Is there dvarim shebetzina on this Shabbos? Shabbos, you know, 2 weeks from last Shabbos is going to be Tisha B'Av Shechalis b'Shabbos. Is there dinim of avails? It's interesting. There's the Ramah paskins that we are knowing is a tashim. So if you look at the Magen Avraham, there used to be a practice where the Gabbai used to announce Friday night, and the way out of shul, he used to announce, reminding everyone, "Now that I live with your wife tonight." So you can imagine why they stopped doing that, right?
Have a good
Shabbos and Shabbos tomorrow's on. Right. So they stopped doing that because, as we know, leitzanim are not a new problem in Klai Yisrael. There were leitzanim back then, and obviously some guys make jokes of it. And therefore, they stopped doing it. But there was a practice they used to announce. You know, maybe now they're sending on the email, so it's not so embarrassing. On the bottom of the emails, all the rules you have to know. They would remind people. It's not just a reminder, because Sfaradim are allowed to have. Sfaradim don't have this. So it's kedai to mention it. But they used to announce it in shul, you know, on the way out of shul. By the way, everyone should know, tonight there is an issue.
By the way, we're going to have a halacha on that, or?
This Tumah will have a halacha, even though we had one already a few years ago. Last we had a
chazur.
We'll probably chazur it again, because chazur is good. Yeah, Mitzvah Shem will have one probably two days before.
The bottom line is the Ashkenazim are not.
Yeah. No, we're machmir. Right. So they used to announce it on the way out of shul, and they stopped it obviously because of leitzanim. But what's the pshan of that machloikis? So the way we're saying it now, that machloikis is going to be totally in this chakiu. If you hold that Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos or Tisha B'Av really Sunday, which would impact the shayla of kashlumin and the shayla of nitzah. Rabbi Soloveitchik says a different idea over here. He writes like this, number 14. V'chein nir lefarish shegam arosh moedet v'shachal Tisha B'Av liyos b'Shabbos ikur yer matanis u'b'Shabbos. Says Rabbi Salvation, maybe not. Maybe everyone agrees that the fast day, what we call the Yom HaTainas, is Taka, the ninth of August. That's the way it was structured. I said, then why would the Mechaber hold? You don't have to keep Avelus. Because the day of the fast and what we'd call the commemorating of the fast might be two different days. I mean, the day of the fast is the ninth day of August. The day we keep and we keep the rules is on the Yud. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, maybe a different mahalach. You can't have 2 days of tainus. There might be one day on the calendar, and there's one day that you actually keep it, but it can't be 2 days. You can't have 2 days of mesubah. It's a pasnish. So maybe avada the mechaber holds in lomdis. Avada the fast day is taka the ninth day of Av. Now we're not going to keep anything on the ninth day of Av because Shabbos prevents it, but that will do on the 10th day. But you can't have 2 days of avelus. So therefore, he wants to suggest that maybe, in Cain, it's possible that even the Rosh would agree that really, 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 Shabbos, where the Machabes says we don't keep Avelos, it's not the Pshat that it gets moved over to Sunday. Maybe Shabbos is still Shabbos. Shabbos is still Tisha B'Av. I said, why don't we keep Dvarim Shabbosin? Because it doesn't make sense to keep Avelos for 2 full days. That's what I said.
So now it doesn't make sense according to Ramah.
Oh, so now we have to be Mazbed Ramah. Good.
The bottom line is,
right. No, it might be the game for us. In Lomdis, how do you look at the ninth day of Av? Is the ninth day of Av really the Yom HaTainus? Or the ninth day of Av is really meaningless and Sunday is really the Yom HaTainus? Rabbi Soloveitchik wants to suggest that maybe really the ninth day of Av, according to everyone, is really the Yom HaTainus. But we don't observe that day. Anything, right?
Yeah. I don't mind
you. So that's the kasha. What does it mean to be the Yom HaTainus without any practical ramifications? So hopefully we'll get to it. Right, but what are you doing on that day? If there's no practical halachas, so what's it worth? Meaning, you'll tell me that the ninth day is the Yom HaTainus, and the tenth day is the day we actually keep the time. So what's the ninth day worth? So let's see if we can develop it. Now, we need to say something because we have a problem on our hands. We have a couple of stiras in Mechaber. First stira in Mechaber is number 15. Again, what did we say? We said the Mechaber holds there's no Avelus whatsoever on Tisha B'Av Shechalis Shabbos because the Mechaber holds like the Rashba, that Tisha B'Av was moved from 9 to 10 this year. Great. Problem is, look at number 15. Says the Mechaber, the Imchal Tisha B'Av Yom Rishon, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, or B'Shabbos, or falls out on Shabbos, the Nitchal Achar HaShabbos, Mutter B'Shtei HaShabbos, you're allowed the 2 weeks before, are Mutter. Bein Shekoydim HaTayim is Bein Shachar. Says the Mechaber, there is no Shavu Shechal B'Av. The week before Tisha B'Av doesn't exist this year because Tisha B'Av is Shabbos / Sunday. And that's very consistent. Why? If you hold that Tisha B'Av was moved to Sunday, so if Tisha B'Av was moved to Sunday, then the week before Tisha B'Av doesn't exist because the Tisha B'Av first starts on Sunday. This is the Rashba, Lishitasoi, to the Yerushalmi that we saw last week.
The week
leading up to it.
What does that mean?
There's certain chumras of the week of Tisha B'Av.
Tying with the 9 days.
Correct.
Okay. So what does that mean? When Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, there are no 9 days?
No, not 9 days. There's no Shavua Shechal. Shavua Shechal is a separate halach. There's 9 days that starts from Rosh Chodesh Av. Then there's another category called Shavua Shechal, the week in which Tisha B'Av is found. So if Tisha B'Av is in on Wednesday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday has stricter days restrictions. So that's the machoik. So we're saying that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or Sunday, it's important to note that Shabbos or Sunday. So the first sheet of Mechaber says there is no week of Tisha B'Av. That's the first sheet.
One falls on Shabbos. Why don't you have a Shabbos?
I'm going with the Shabbos Chabad before.
Yeah,
you're talking about the Shavuot after?
No, before. Sunday, Monday.
Right, that's not the week. No. Shavuot Shabbat means the week which Tisha B'Av falls out. The week preceding.
Right, so it's Friday, Thursday.
No. It's clear. No. The week clearly starts on Sunday. Week of. Right. The week of, leading into. Now, this.
Shabbat is one of the 7 days of the week.
Right, but you don't start at
6, 5, 4.
No, it's clear that you start from Sunday. I mean, Shavuot Shabbat starts with Sunday, not with Shabbos. Shabbos is still a continuation of last week. Sunday is day one. So Shabbos is still part of last week.
It comes out on Shabbos.
What comes out on Shabbos? Tisha B'Av?
Tisha, the ninth day of Av comes out on Shabbos. Is the eighth and the seventh day of Av Shavuot Shechabah?
No.
If Tisha B'Av came out on Monday,
Correct. If you hold Tisha B'Av this year is really Sunday.
I'm talking about a regular year where it comes out on the ninth.
The ninth and Shabbos.
That's this year.
That's the first sheet of the Mechaber. Because there is no Tisha B'Av this year. Tisha B'Av is really the 10th. It's really Sunday.
If you kept Tisha B'Av on the 9th.
Oh, good. That's what I'm getting to. That's what I'm getting to right now. So one second.
By the way, just as a side point, what does that mean, Bein She'acharo? Bein She'kodem HaTanis HaNisan. What is Bein
She'acharo? Because the Gemara Masechet Tanis has a whole discussion about that there might be rules, which we do keep a little bit, even after the fast. Week following the fast. Okay, I'm not getting into that. The Gemara talks about weeks. We have chumras of the day after. The Gemara there talks about the week following the time. So my question is like this. According to the Mechaber, this is very Gishmak. Why? Why is this very Gishmak? This is the Mechaber L'shitasei. The Mechaber holds that Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so Tisha B'Av is Sunday. So if Tisha B'Av is Sunday, there is no Shavuot Shechabah. Everything's very good. But the next line. But some people say there is. What do you mean some people say there is? Why would the Mechaber bring down some people say there is? Isn't that a steer to the Mechaber? The way we're setting up the Mechaber, we're saying the Mechaber holds that the Lomdus is like the Rajb. According to the Rajb, Tisha B'Av this year is Sunday. Tisha B'Av is Sunday, what's the Yeshayim?
So that would be the Rav Soloveitchik.
Good. That's where I want to go with this, right? Meaning, I think there's a steer in Mechaber. Why? Because the way we set everything up, it should come out that according to Mechaber, there shouldn't be two Shita. There should be a no-brainer. No Shavuot Shechabah. Go home. What's the Yeshayim? Why is there a second sheet of Mechaber? What's even the Shaila? According to the Mechaber, this year Tisha B'Av is Sunday. If Tisha B'Av is Sunday, there's no Shavuot Shechabah. If there's no Shavuot Shechabah, why does the Mechaber bring the Yeshayim that there is a Shavuot Shechabah? So you'll tell me it's not Yeshayim. It's got to be there for a reason. So I think.
If Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos.
But that would be a steer with the other Mechaber then. If Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, so why is there no Avelos? So why does the Mechaber say you'll have Tashmish? He said, "I got my salvation." Very geshmak. If you answer, "I got my salvation," it's mahalach of the mechaber, and even the mechaber really agrees that Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. It's the yom ha'tainus, but we can't make you have avelus for 2 weeks. So then maybe you'll have to kvetch and tell me this is where the kvetch comes in that the lomdus of Shavuot Shechabah is not totally in the week where you commemorate Tisha B'Av, but it's totally in the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in the
ninth. Why is that such a kvetch?
But shouldn't the we need to get into the lomdus of why is Shavuot Shechabah different? Time, did you ever think about it? Well, Shavuot Shechabah, so what? Mazel tov. The week where Tisha B'Av falls out, so what?
Not a certain heterum that you could rely on before Shavuot Shechabah that you can rely
on. But why? Why is that week more chomer? Because it has Tisha B'Av falls in that week. Okay, very nice. Mazel tov. So what?
It's a steer if you have one line of thinking, but when you stick in the Rav's line of thinking.
Oh, so that's why I put it in. Right? So if you say, Rabbi Salvation, point down, then everything is a little bit more understandable. Now take a look at another stickle from Rabbi Salvation, number 16.
Yeah, how did he say it?
He said that Avada the Yom HaTainus is Shabbos. But the Avelis is not going to apply for 2 days straight. So therefore, we got to pick a day to keep, and that day is going to be Sunday. So if you say like that, so then you could be Mazber. It's not a steer. Exactly.
You have the Yom and the Avelis.
Correct. Split. And the Mela, you could argue that the din of Shavuot Shechabah is not totally in the actual Kiyum Avelis. It's totally in the Yom. And then the Mechaber is not a steer anymore. Or even then, now it's even more Gishmak. Now you understand the two Shitas of Mechaber. What was the Mechaber struggling with? The Mechaber was a Lomdish Shaila. How do you understand Shmuel Shechalboy? Is Shmuel Shechalboy telling the Kiyam Aveilu? Or Shmuel Shechalboy is telling the Yom HaTayim? The Lomdish Mechaber. So if you take a look over in number 16, Rabbi Soloveitchik points it out. He writes, Umash Ehele HaRosh, Tehecha Shechal Tishu B'Shabbos Mutarim B'Shmuel Shalofonot. That the Rosh holds that when Tishba falls on Shabbos, the week before is Mutter, even though the Yom HaTaynis is still there, he says, Hainu Mishum Diyesh Lobin. Together, Avelus and Shuvah Shechabit Tishba. Klar HaKiru. What does it mean, Shuvah Shechabit? What are the Tzadim? Imu Hemshech Me Avelus to Tishba. Is it like a continuation from Tishba? Oidilmo Huzman Avelus Bifnei Atzmoy. Maybe it's not connected to Tisha B'Av per se. Elo shenikva al pi zman Tisha B'Av. Kloima, the Tisha B'Av who raksimim ba'alma l'kviya zman o aveos yishvul shechal by Tisha B'Av. And what's the two sides of this chakira? One side is, it's an outpouring of Tisha B'Av. Meaning Tisha B'Av is the most saddest day. And those days that are in the week, the sadness flows out into those days. Or no. There's a certain level of days leading up to Tisha B'Av. And those days leading up to Tisha B'Av have a severity. So what's the nafkamina? So Rav Soloveitchik writes very gishma. Shema avelus tishvah shechal b'tishva b'hirak hemshech me avelus tishvah v'atzmoi. If it's an outpouring of tishvah b'av itself, poshetush zman shivu shechal b'tishvah tov b'yom kiyam avelus tishvah, then it has to work with the day that we actually commemorate tishvah. Doesn't make sense to say that the week leading up to is more chomer, even though I'm not commemorating tishvah on this day. Avol me avelus tishvah shechal b'tishvah v'yavelus b'fnei atzmoi. If it's an independent logic, meaning the days leading up to the 90 above, because that was the days right before the Chorban, then Mistaver lo yoysha loyma shekviyaz man shubo shechal b'tolu b'yamatayinis titishabah. So Rabbi Soloveitchik wants to make it one step more lomdish. How do you understand shubo shechal? But is shubo shechal b'tolu in the tishabah itself? Or it's totally in the actual day on the calendar? So if it's totally in the day of the calendar, then it would be shubo shechal b'tolu this year. Because the ninth day of still stays forever, the yamatayinis. But if it's totally in the power of tishabah, so you got to work with when we commemorate Tisha B'Av. When we commemorate Tisha B'Av is on the 10th, and therefore there would be no Shavuot Shechal. So this would be very gishmak. This, Rabbi Soloveitchik, I think, answers our kasha with the Mechab. But it's not so simple. There's another problem. The way we're learning, it comes out the following. It comes out according to the Ramah holds that you are keeping Avelus B'Tzina on Tisha B'Av. According to the Ramah, that you are keeping Avelus B'Tzina on Tisha B'Av, what does that mean in English? It means Tisha B'Av is still a day of... Oh, so it comes out, according to the Ramah, this year we should have a Shavuot Shechal. So you'll tell me, what's in the Ge'er for? Ashkenazim doesn't matter, Shavuot Shechal and not Shavuot Shechal. So the truth is that's not true, because it does make a difference. Do Ashkenazim have Shavuot Shechal? It has numerous nafkaminas l'halach. Perhaps the most famous is, I'm going backwards in history, is Rav Moshe's Psak. Rav Moshe gave a Psak that if someone's going to lose money in Parnassah, they're allowed to shave up till Shavuot Shechal. Rabbi Soloveitchik held only up till Rosh Chodesh. Spoke about this many times. Rabbi Soloveitchik was talking more machmir. He held only up till Rosh Chodesh. Rav Moshe held up to Shavuot Shechal. Good. So this year, guy has to shave for business. Is he allowed to shave Shavuot Shechal? So if you say, well, I mean, the Mechaber has two sheets, whether Shavuot Shechal this year.
That's Shavuot Shechal, then you can shave up to...
You can shave up to Friday. But what's half the Ramah? I wonder what the Ramah holds, because I'm an Ashkenazi. So points are about Shavuot, it should come out in Lomdus, if you're keeping track of everything, it should come out that according to the Ramah, there should be a Shavuot Shechal this year. It should be true. What? Because the Ramah makes Avelos on Shabbos. So if the Ramah makes Avelos on Shabbos, that means the old Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos. So if Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, then the week before, she'll be Shavuot Shechal. So Rav Asher Weiss points out, if you look at number 17 in the Ramah himself has nafkamina Shavuot Shechal. For example, it says in the Ramah that you make a scene during the 9 days. Right? You know who your real friends are, is the week of Tisha B'Av when they make Siyum and they invite you. If you don't get invited, you're not really a friend. Okay. If you get invited, that means he really cares about you. Right? They bring down.
You can't invite you unless you really
did. Right. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a minug that if a person finishes the Besachti, he should really wait to make the scene until after Tisha B'Av. So if you invite all your friends to a scene after Tisha B'Av, they will not be your friend next to you. Because I'll say to you, you had a scene to make, you wait till after Tisha B'Av. Make it during Tisha B'Av.
Okay?
Make it during the 9 days. So the reason why people do is based on a Shtickel Torah from the Ger Rebbe. Sfasemis already, I think, said that the reason why we make Siyumim is we want to bring Achva. So you invite all the people you don't really like, the guy down the block, the neighbor. I don't like him that much, but you know what? To eat meat, we can all get together and be friends. So that's why Bedafka people are makbid to make siyumim during the week of the 9 days is to bring achdus. Okay.
Achdus they have in those restaurants, and you don't even know who's on the next table.
Yeah, of course it's an issue. My policy is I only go to see him if I would go to see him during the year. Right. And if I only go to see him because it's not meat, I don't go. Yeah. So that's my policy. But
every time with the guy that's just up to the
No, no, that's fine. I have no problem. Again, a guy Taka makes a legitimate scene is a legitimate scene. I think the problem is that we have, you know, the so Ramesh has talk, not true this. We talked about saying in the sleepaway camps, they're Mako. It's one big family. Bungalow colonies, I think, is a little bit more.
Well, I think no,
Oh, really? Okay. Attack it. Attack the home of Chaykis to Moshe and others. How late in the 9 days can you make this?
Well, that's what you're saying.
Up to the 7th.
Zion, you sold it. Right, right. Now, you can't go to New York stop. And I believe we only do one.
Oh, wow.
Einstein said, he said that we make it to show Torah is even Deicha. So you should at least do one.
But not every night.
So we make one. But years ago in Camp Agudah, we used to make a lot, and then they stopped doing it. And some of the council was very upset. So what do you mean? Yaakov Teitelbaum used to sit there and eat from the sand. So sit down and eat. You're allowed to eat.
Yeah, I gotta think a camp is less problematic. We are. A camp is one big family at the end of the day. I think in a bungalow colony, it's a little bit more complicated. You have a big, you know, a lot of homes, a lot of things.
Yeah, I was just going to say, everyone walks into everybody else's house.
It used to be like that. That's a bungalow colony. Today, they're homes. I should say bungalow. Bungalow is apostasy. Today they're called homes. Everyone's got their own house.
They have
these
place of restaurants. They have a guy making
a stay every
night.
Well, that's what I told him. Yeah.
There's a Mordegar Chashokhan. The Chashokhan writes, he gives Musar. He says it's amazing. He says the Jewish people can't go 9 days without eating meat. It's not even 9 days because you have Shabbos. He says, look at the Arabs. They swear off of these things for much longer than we do. And we kvetch and we complain about it. We can't go. He was talking about in Vardig in the turn of the 20th century, closer to today, where we can't go. At least we have sushi today, Baruch Hashem. We can make up for the meat with sushi. The fact that they didn't have sushi. He writes and yells. He says, I don't stand these people. They can't go a few days without the meat. The goyim could do it for much longer. It's almost a husk. But in any case, take a look in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in number 17. He says, the third line. He says, obligation something. He says, even by a theme, you should cut back. Not to have too many people. But he says, you really should really, really keep it to a bare minimum. So, Kleder, Basha Weiss, what about this year? Is there a Shavuot Shachabah this year for us Ashkenazim?
According to Ramah, yeah, according to Shulchan Aruch, not.
Okay, no. But if you work the lump, meaning the Ramah doesn't comment on it. But if you follow the lumbus train, it should come out that according to Ramah, there is a Shavuot Shachabah. So, Basha Weiss points out number 18, he says, Lafiyah Mevuul Lechayro, Yesh Lahach Peshitas Ramah. The Kibin Lashita Saitish of Shachabah Shabbos Asim Tashmish. Vavails Betsin on a Heget Beshabbos Zub, like Yeshitas Arajbo, since we paskin in Ramah, that you're not allowed to have Tashmish on Shabbos. Which means we don't hold like the Rashba, which means we hold there really is Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. B'shem Nesvi L'Ramah De'im Ben Tisha B'Av Nitzchel Shat Somos and Nitzchel Nishit Asa Yesh L'Achmer Da'af B'chal Shabbos Yesh Din Shabbos Chabot U'Kishit Ashniya Shehiv Yashol Chanach Ach L'Re'isi B'Sifre G'deli Hazman Halacha Zul Tzarech. But Shavai just points out no one actually makes this comment that the Ramah would hold that this year we do have a Shabbos Chabot because most people think it doesn't matter because we keep 9 days. But there is the Halacha, as he pointed out, one of Shavai's, there's others that you have to know what Shavuot Shachaba is. Very negative. A person makes a simcha. That's a person has a bris during the 9 days. So we're makel that the Bali simcha can shave maybe till up till Shavuot Shachaba. So what about this year? Is the Bali simcha allowed to shave? So you got to know, is there Shavuot Shachaba this year? But the Ramah doesn't talk about it. So you have to work the lumbus. You have to say, well, Mustama, the Ramah would hold it, is there Shavuot Shachaba?
But according to, let's say, this Fardim, they for sure could shave.
No? Two sheets is machab. Two sheets.
No, but do you know how they pass?
I don't know how they pass. Two sheets is machab. Okay, so let's take a look at one more nekuda over here. Now, I want to go back to the Aleph Beis a little bit. Did you saw it from Reb Chaim? That's very important to this entire conversation. It's not Reb Chaim's chiddush. It's really Menachas Chinuch's chiddush. Reb Chaim made it popular. That we have to really take a step back and understand all of our Tanaisim. All of our Tanaisim, if you look in the Navi, and when the Navi described the fast days, they're never noted by day. They're only noted by month. Tzayim Erevit, Tzayim Chamishit, Tzayim Asivit. So Reb Chaim uses this to develop a following Yisrael. Take a look over in number 19, Reb Chaim, on Shas, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. He quotes the famous Shita of the Bahag, of it's called Abu Draham, that what? The Mahoya Evsha Sheikhal Asar B'Tevit B'Shabbat, number 19, left corner. If it would be possible for Asar B'Tevit to fall on Shabbos, which it used to be before we manipulated the calendar, Hayu Misan Nafilu B'Shabbos. We would take a fast on Shabbos. Now, we remember that this was against Rashi and Megillah Daf Hei on the first side of our paper. Rashi Megillah Daf Hei said before that if Asar B'Tevit falls on Shabbos, he fasts on Sunday. But the Bahag / Abu Draham disagreed. And they all that Tisha B'Av falls on, if Asar B'Tevit falls on Shabbos, he takes a fast on Shabbos. Why? So the reason they give is because it says Be'etzem Ayim Azim. If you look up in the Navi, when the Navi describes Asar B'Tevit, it says the words, you fast on this day. What does that mean? So comes along Reb Chaim and he writes this mitzvah beer. Ma'ishlam eshar tainis. What difference does it make? Why did that make a difference? V'hinei zok Reb Chaim like this. Tainis chaloi misan mafilu b'shabbos. There is one tainis besides Yom Kippur that we do fast on Shabbos, and that's the tainis chaloi. Says Reb Chaim. So what? V'chazin mizeh the shayach tainis b'shabbos. Zekman from there zok Reb Chaim that Shabbos is not a steer to fasting. Haraya, you fast the tainis chaloi. If Shabbos were to be a steer to fasting, how are we allowed to fast the tainis chaloi? Says Reb Chaim, "Rak debuchol mokim nitche bebnei haShabbos rishim degam lemochi choyim lesanis." Says Reb Chaim, "So why taka don't we fast on Shabbos? Because we don't have to. Because we can fast a different day. And since we can fast a different day, might as well fast a different day." Avol betaynis chaloyim de omer begemara. Yofal lachaloyim kishmesana bebiyim. Zok Reb Chaim, "A tanis chaloyim taka can't fast a different day because it only works if it's done right afterwards. Therefore, lechein and nitche. That's why it doesn't get pushed off." So Reb Chaim, now I understand that Budra. The Zeh Hachiluk Mikol HaTainis LaSar B'Tegus. The Bechol HaTainis Bnei Hamu'urois V'Toloi B'Chodesh. So Reb Chaim, all other fast days, it's not a din in the day. It's a din in the month. Techsev V'Kro V'Shapesh Ayach Sheyitche. So Reb Chaim, I don't have to really fast the 9th, the 8th, the 17th of Tammuz. I need to fast in the month of Tammuz. I got wiggle room. Well, this way, go that way. But, no. Gradually, the Chinuch says yes. And Chinuch says, if let's say a guy gets up 1 year and decides, I'm not fasting Shabbos with Thomas, I'm fasting the 15th of Thomas. So Chinuch writes, he did not go against the Novi. Because the Novi never said which day to fast. The rabbi, he went against Chazal, right? He might have been going against Chazal, which is not something you want to do. But he didn't go against the Novi. Because the Novi never says which day to fast. So Zok Reb Chaim like this. Since the Novi never told us which day to fast, we have a guru. So when it falls down on Shabbos, we say to ourselves, why present ourselves with a dilemma of Shabbos versus this? Just move it a day over. But Zok Reb Chaim, the Tainis Chaloyim, I can't. So then I fast on Shabbos. Zok Reb Chaim, Asar B'Tevis, I also can't. Why? Because it says in the pasuk over there, Be'etzem Ayim Hazeh. There, the Novi made it very clear to us, I want you to fast on this day. So whenever there's a specific Hakbada to fast on a certain day, then you have no wiggle room one day or the other.
Does it say Asar?
Tainis Chaloyim is a Gemara. That's based on the Gemara.
Chazal,
yeah. No, but they're the ones who tell you that the fast only works if you do it immediately after the dream.
They made the rule. They can move to another day too, except when it falls on Shabbos.
Yeah, but we also made the rules for Tisha B'Av, and we also say that it goes on Sunday.
Because they made the rules when you have to fast, they moved it. So why is Tainis Chaloyim different from Tainis?
Because in Tainis Chaloyim, they felt you can't move it to Sunday. You got to do it that day. The potency only works if it's similar to when the fast happens.
By saying that, I'm saying Yom HaZeh.
Yeah.
So the Novi thing put into Chazal's head.
Correct.
The Oraisa.
They put into the Chazal said that it's got to be on this day.
Whatever day they say.
No.
Does it say Asar B'Tevis?
It does say, if you look carefully, it does say, I think it says Yod Tevis also there.
Does.
But it says the word Be'etzem Ayim
Hazeh.
Yeah. Now, so what do I want with this Reb Chaim? What do I want with this Reb Chaim? This Reb Chaim should answer our Hakim. Right? What do you see from Reb Chaim? You see from Reb Chaim that it doesn't have to be a certain day. So once it doesn't have to be a certain day, so why are you telling me alumnus mitashlum? It doesn't have to be Yud Zayin. It doesn't have to be the 9th. So that could be that Meikara, like we saw, that when they set it up to be, they set it up that a regular year it's the 9th, and this year it's the 10th.
This tashlum can be the
Rabbana. No, it's not a tashlum at all. It's not a tashlum. Meaning Chazal set it up on a regular year to go this way. Not a tashlum. I would say this is the way they structured it from the get-go. Chazal knew there'd be a day where it would be Shabbos. But the only time to talk Tashlumin is if you have in your head that it has to be this day, built into the system. Right. Meaning if you hold that there's a din that Tishlov must be the 9th and Shavas must be the 17th, then I talk you here that Tzad Tashlumin. But once you tell me now that none of those dinim are real, at least from the Navi, so why should you think it is a Tashlumin? Then I think once you see this Reb Chaim, then I think it's Pasha to assume like the other Tzad of the Chakir. Now let's go a step further. Let's go to the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer asks a similar shout out to the Divya Malkiya. Avnei Nezer writes in number 20, Tzoyim Revi v'Tzoyim HaChamishi. He's really playing off the words of the Novi. That's how the Novi calls them. Tzoyim Revi means Shavas L'Tamas. Tzoyim HaChamishi means Tisha B'Av. Shecholu b'Shabbos v'Nitchu l'Machlokei. Now, what's interesting about this Shavas Avnei Nezer is he lumps the two together. Now, we would have thought that maybe you can't lump them together because based on the Rashba. The Rashba told us that Tisha B'Av is different because Tisha B'Av, you could always really do it on Shabbos, but not so for Shabbos and Thomas. Here the Avnei Nezer lumps the two things together. And he wants to know, katan shehidel machlos echar v'sanatelo. Does a katan fast on the nitcha or not? Right off the get-go, the Avinezer assumes Tashlumin. Like a carbon. So starts off the Avinezer, the classical approach. The Chakira, is it a Tashlumin or is it a new day on the calendar? Then he throws in an interesting line over here. He says, "V'im kein lefizet b'didis don shalo oylam ein tainis b'shabbes shaper choshev lechaziv yifter mitashlumin." He says, "Maybe not. Maybe it can't be a tashlumin like we saw a svara from the Lomzer Rav. You can only have a tashlumin when it's possible. And I could have a mincha, you could have a mincha, but you miss it. When Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos, no one could fast on Shabbos. The Gan said tainis is not shaykh on Shabbos. So if tainis is not shaykh on Shabbos, you can't call it a tashlumin. Now what's the obvious kash on that? Tainis is shaykh on Shabbos. When? And it's chaloyim.
No, right.
Says up there, I can't
take this point to those other.
Yeah, sentences. But again, the Adonai is going halachol maish.
Okay.
He says, Achab shaloyim, akim shemut l'asan is tainis chaloyim b'Shabbos, b'shuv yesh mitzias l'tainis b'Shabbos, b'choshev chazim. Now here's a long mishashayot Adonai. Do you look at Shabbos as an applicable day for a fast day? You can only talk tashlumin if it's shayah, and then you make it up later. Oh, but if it's not shayah, that was the Lom Jerov's time, the Divin Akil's time was, you can't talk about a tashlumin when you can't do it in the first place. So says Avinez, what do you mean? Tainus Chaloyim. Now, according to Reb Chaim,
but one thing, maybe there's a difference between Tainus Chaloyim versus exactly. The other time.
According to what we saw from Reb Chaim, Tainus Chaloyim is no shayah. So.
Right.
Tanit Chaloyim is Takwa on Shabbat because the Yev should be the
Nasa. Right.
But all these other fast days. So this Avinez right, seems to go now. Right. They didn't agree with the Chaim. That's the other Teretz. So the reason why it's Mut is because he does the Gufa Kiyam from Lady Shabbat. That's the other Teretz, the why you allow Tanit Chaloyim on Shabbat. That's the other answer. Right. That's a different answer to how you get around the Kasha of Tanit Chaloyim. The other way, the Kasha is how do we have a Tanit Chaloyim on Shabbat? So one answer is because the reason why you're not allowed to fast on Shabbat is because it's supposed to be Oinik. But for me, the biggest earning is fasting. Because I want to get this. Right. That's the other way around. That's not the way Reb Chaim is going. But Reb Chaim is going that the reason why, because Be'etzim, I mean, according to Reb Chaim, it's exactly the opposite of the Avdinez. The Avdinez says, I look at Shabbos and say, Shabbos steer to fasting. So Reb Chaim, Shabbos is not a steer to fasting. All right, Tanis Chalom. Why Tanis Chalom is Mutter? Because Yev Shabin Yana. Now, about your wife points out over here very, very quickly, in number 22, that he doesn't like this whole hakir at all. He writes this number 22 says about shavas. Ach be'emes nira dim devreim nechoinim b'shei rasham mistaved al kuliyam mahavet hashlumin mikomokim bore deikar hayoyim alay b'tishbav ketekanas anavi hayoyim asir b'ob have nitcha b'tashlum. Interesting. Rav Shavayis comes out the other way. I would have thought the opposite. Rav Shavayis thinks about it's a tashlum. It's a tashlumin, and the cotton still chayiv. Why the cotton chayiv? Says Rav Shavayis. Ach be'emes near the parsha that dovish and cotton ze chayv mikar din. The shani tashlum and the yochem it akonis chachom and the whole basis rav. This is a whole different type of a tashlum. There's a tashlum for an individual experience. Then there's a national tashlum. And this is similar to what we saw really from the achrayim. This is why the achrayim want to say it's not a tashlum. What Rav Asher is saying is in tim soim you call a tashlum, I'll differentiate between individual tashlumins and mass tashlum. Therefore, umeachas shetikmu shetishvav shachab shabbos chayov and akol betzayim va'aveiros b'yudbav havik kol tainish shakol beisus chayiv. Zeh kenir posh. Doctor Basha halach lamaisa. He thinks that no matter how long you play around, at the end of the day, the cotton's going to be chayiv. Why? Because we decided this is the day of fasting. Exactly. So he thinks since it's tashlumin for all of Klai Yisrael, he's part of Klai Yisrael. He has to fast. Now take a look over here in a second for number 21. This is Mesoris Moshe. This is Moshe Feinstein's. Opinions quoted by Rabbi Tendler in different times he spoke to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe said like this, number 21. Rav Moshe shall etzem chakira. Rav Moshe said about this whole chakira. The chakira said they made the void achrenim shemevi toli in machshiv mezek tashlumin oiket akana b'fnei atzmai. A whole share for the last week and a half where we've been debating, is it a tashlumin or is it a takana? Who mikarbin riya? V'nei shom zehu din derais. Says Rav Moshe, I think this chakira is being overplayed. Why? Because over there it was a shayla on a carbon. A carbon is a din d'oraisa. Then v'hinei shom zehu din d'oraisa. Umuv on sheshayach lahagid shetiknu yoyim yuchad. V'mlai krivu bo yisei yoyim yesh tashlumin. So okay, Marishan, something made d'oraisa. You could say Hashem said I want this on this day. Can't do it on this day. Hashem said I'll give you a makeup day. That makes sense. Avol b'tishuvav shehu din d'rabon. This is where Moshe's nekuda. Moshe thinks the difference is between being d'oraisa and being d'rabon. Now, what's going to be the only problem? Tefillah.
Yeah.
Is tefillah d'oraisa or is tefillah d'rabbanan? Tefillah, we know you have tashlumin. But Zakir Moshe, Avol Tisha B'av Shehu Din De Rabbanon, Halei B'shona Shechal B'Shabbos, Oisei Chachamim She'omru, Shebechol Shona Yisana B'Tisha B'av, Omru She'b'Shona Zvi, Yisana B'Asir. U'mashayich La'hagit Shezeh Tashlumin. Boru Shedin Zem Yuchol D'Kvoye Dafka B'Yem Asir. Menela Ein Tarech V'Ein Shaychis L'Chol Halom D'Shalahem. So the Moshe, the whole Lombus is a waste of time. Not a waste of time. How did the Torah add it? So after Moshe, it's not true. It's Pashit. The only time you can talk about a Tashlum is when there's a din that it has to be on this day. Similar to what I wanted to prove from Reb Chaim.
Yeah, you were saying this earlier.
From Reb Chaim, right. Yeah. You can only talk about a Tashlum when it has to be on a certain day. If it doesn't have to be on a certain day, then there's no tzad to say Tashlum. The Mele Zakim Moshe, it's Pashit to him. That even though the Rabbanon would have liked Tisha B'Av to be on the 9th, but since on a Deraisa level, there is no Yom Yuchad, Yom Yisugal to be, so it's Pasha that they moved it over this year to the 10th. As I said, Moshe.
And according to him, for sure, then it taught would have to fast.
According to Moshe, it's Pasha. It would have to fast. Right? That's what Moshe. Now, it's interesting. If you take a look over number 23, the Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag for Rabbi Karp.
Kanan who became a gadol.
Kanan became a gadol on the fact. Yeah. He got a quote over here from Rabbi Yashiv. He says in the last three lines, he's saying, B'chein Shemati Me'agrein Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, Shemitam Ze'in Lohokka L'kot Metanazu. Rabbi Yashiv said a similar lumnus to what we saw for Rabbi Asher Weiss. That what? That when you have the entire community making a tashlumin, that even the one individual also has to make the tashlumin. So we have, according to Moshe, according to B'liashiv, according to the Divin Makil, according to, you know, everyone, the halach l'maisa would just be that the cut would have to fast on the Sunday, even if the lumnus is the way it is, because at the end of the day, we moved it over and he's part of Klai, so he has to fast. Good. Now let's go back to a little lumnus for a second. This is all nice. But now we got another problem on our hands. What's the other problem on our hands? Again, we have two mechabes in Shulchan Aruch. One mechab in Shulchan Aruch says that when Tishba falls on a Shabbos, we keep no avails on Shabbos. Then we have a Ramah who disagrees. Then we have another mechaber that says when Tishba falls on Shabbos, it's a machoik is whether or not the Shulchan Aruch. So if you take a look over here, number one, there's an important rush of Sechas times. And this rush of Yerucham also wants you to be mazber, to be mazber the Ramah, or really to be mazber the mechaber for that matter. Again, the Mechaber says when Tishba falls down on Shabbos, no avails. The Ramah says, yes, avails. So the question is, where does that lead us into our Chakir? Where does that show us about our Chakir regarding the lumnus of Tisha B'Av Shenitcha? The way we keep on saying it is, that's the Machoikis. If you hold like the Mechaber, that Tisha B'Av Shenitcha means this year it's Sunday, so Shabbos is a free day. If you hold like the Ramah, that means Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos. Whatever you can keep on Shabbos, you keep on Shabbos. Whatever you can't keep on Shabbos, you keep on Sunday. Now, I'd rather have a Zaitika problem. There's no one bavarn. It bothers me a little bit. Where do you have a partial tashlum? What are we saying in Pshat and the Ramah? The same Pshat and the Ramah is that Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos. So 99% of the rules I can't keep on Shabbos, I keep it on Sunday. The one thing I can keep on Shabbos, I keep on Shabbos.
You tashmis on Saturday night? Because you
couldn't. Exactly, right. Maybe not. That was my salvation's point. It comes at you machmir for 2 days. But my kash is, on the tzad of the chakir that it's tashlumin, where do you ever find tashlumin for a half-baked job? That's what I want to develop with the little amount of time we have left today.
It's a makeup, sort of. The one you couldn't do on
is,
the
but
first
is that, But is that a typical tashlumin that we find?
No, it's not tashlumin.
Oh, that's my point. In B'chol HaTarikula, wherever
it's
we find tashlumin.
Exactly.
So the better way I'd like to say it, and I was happy to find later that I saw G'dayla Achray to make this observation, and I don't want to give away the whole shit because I think we have more to get to still, is that you have to say to yourself that Shabbos is partially Tisha B'Av, and Sunday's partially Tisha. I mean, we have two partial days of Tisha.
That's like a salvation, technically.
Yeah, a similar alumnus, right.
But that's the partial part. Sunday.
That's what I want to get to in a second. What that's what I want to develop right, and right. See.
I could take the laundry and put it in the
So that I want to get to this. That we got to get to. So let's go slow.
You also like the Tisha has 10 things. You're going to check off some of them.
That's right.
On Shabbos,
that's right.
Some
that's right.
You check off on
the
Sunday.
Basic Nakuda is, without giving away, without giving away the whole shit, I'll give you the Rosh HaProcha, but I still want to go through. Is there's two dinim on Tisha B'Av. There's what we call dinim hatainis and dinim avelos. Two dinim. This is not my chiddush, it's a mechatz chinuch, it's a b'skirov, but this is very gishmak. Then you have to start checking off, well, which is avelos, which is tainis, which is Shabbos, which is Sunday. Everything is gishmak like this. If you come to this yisoid, that there's two dinim on Tisha B'Av, first of all, it makes a very big difference between Shabbos, B'Tamos, and Tisha B'Av, agav. But if you're willing to accept this, then we can explain a lot of things. Now, let's go slowly. Very good. Many of them overflow to both, 100%. Right? Now, some of them don't. Like, and almost a lot of either. Right? Avelos doesn't prevent you from eating. I'll have to get to that. Now, I just, this whole Chakir bothers me. Right? The chakira bothers me is that where do you ever have tashlumin on a situation where you're keeping some stuff? Lamash. What's the typical case of tashlumin by tefillah? I miss mincha. So I miss mincha. I didn't daven anything. Zero. Garnished. Here, according to Ramah, I kept a shtickle tishabov, and I'm making up the rest of it tomorrow. We do have to find such a tashlumin on a miktsas. Either you're in or you're out. Or you have miktsas over here. That's what Samadhi bothers me with this chakir. These achreinim that are trying to convince us that the Ramah holds tashlumin, I don't understand that. Where do you ever find the tashlumin lemiktsas?
Because it doesn't have stutter. Here we have stutter.
What do you mean by
something? This.
I say, I would say myself, if you're in, you're in. So again, this leads us to believe that we have to start breaking down each iser and figuring out where.
In other tashlumin, there are no
differences. Right. Which leads me to suggest. So maybe I would say, in Cain, so you don't have anything comparable to this, you can't apply it.
You have nothing comparable to.
Good. So let's start like this. Comes along the Rosh Maseches Tainis. This is the next sheet. At least we started the next sheet. Okay. Comes along the Rosh Maseches Tainis like this.
Part three.
I don't know. Depends how fast we can go. Depends how long everyone can stay. Okay. So let's see. Zog the Rosh. Zog the Rosh. He writes like this. Umotel Aris L'Kadosh Hazman Adem Mutel Sabe L'Chabit V'Otel V'Zorakud V'Gabi Avelis. Now he talks about Avelis. I mean, Nipcha. He's talking about over here. Shvush HaChabit. He writes, any lady can get married except for an Amona. There's a difference between a new Avelis and an old Avelis. Ben Avelis the Rabbim, Ben Avelis the Yoch. What do you see from this? So you see from this Rosh that there's a fundamental difference between the Avelis of Chorban Beis HaMikdash and Avelis over a lost family. Mela Zaki Rocham could be a Mechaber that says there's no Avelis on Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Shechalei Shabbos, is not because he holds that Tisha B'Av is really Sunday. Maybe, like Rabbi Salavechik said, maybe really Tisha B'Av is Taka Shabbos. So why are you not Noig Dvar Mishabit Sinah? Because we see that when you Noig Dvar Mishabit Sinah, that's by a real Avelis. A real Avel keeps Dvar Mishabit Sinah. But once the Rosh already tells me there's a difference between Avelis Yishon and Avelis Chadosha, then Avelis, an old mourning for the Beis HaMikdash, which is an old Avelis, is more kal. So maybe it's also more kal with regard to this. So therefore, says Rabbi Yerucham Olshan, I have no raya anymore to what the Mechaber really holds. Again, all we have is that the Mechaber says that we don't have Tash, we're allowed to have Tash Mishon Tisha. So we start running and screaming, oh, that's a raya to the Chakir. Maybe not. Maybe even the Mechaber agrees. Rabbi Yerucham is convinced that the Mechaber does not hold like the Rashba. The Rashba who says that there's no Avelis on Shabbos and Tisha B'Av is moved to the 10th is not the same sheet as the Mechaber. Even though if you would look in the Rashba and you look at the Mechaber, you'd say they sound very similar. Rabbi Yerucham is convinced that that's not true. Rabbi Yerucham is convinced that the Mechaber is a sheet of B'Fnei Atzmo. What's the Mechaber? The Mechaber holds that Tisha B'Av is really the 9th. Not like the Rashba. Tisha B'Av is the 9th this year. If Tisha B'Av is the 9th, so why am I not allowed to have it? Why am I allowed to have marital relations? Rabbi Salavechik suggested because you can't have avails for 2 days. Says Yibir Rucham, very simple, because of the Rosh. The Rosh is mechal between old avails and new avails. This is an old avails and old avails. One more makeup. Very geschmack. Now, what do you gain by saying like this? If you say it like this, and now you don't have any more of a kasha of Shavu Shechabot. Right? What are you going to do now with Shavu Shechabot?
You really have.
So now you take a do of Shavu Shechabot. Now I take a hit to Tzadim. Because you do have an avails. You have a shtekel avails. Maybe it's not fully commemorated, but you have epi something on the 9th of all. Oh, now let's take a look over here in the Sefer Meshulchan Rabbi Yehoshua Baruch Finkel. Michael, do you want to give us the biography of Rabbi Yehoshua Baruch Finkel?
He learned in the mirror. He used to be a Reish Chabur, and unfortunately, he was nifted very young.
He was nifted very young. He died at 60 from a heart attack.
His story was amazing.
His story was gewaldig. They print so much stuff from him.
Yeah, because his Chaburas were amazing.
So he ended up becoming Lubasef Yamav. He was appointed a Magid Shir in the mirror. Mm. He gave one of the, I think, the second to highest Shir in the mirror, Lubasef Yamav. He never had a heart attack. He died very young. He's an Einikol from the all the way back up to the altar, Al Ben Achaben. He learned the bulk of his day, actually. Michael, you should know.
Who
did he learn the bulk of his day with?
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
Your Rebbe.
Not Nachum.
He spent the bulk of his day
with Hold on. By the time I got to the mirror, he spent most of his day with Beryl Eisenstein.
I say, but they say
that I could tell you. That was many
years. The bulk of his learning, they say, he learned together. Not he said he learned with Nachum, the non-yeshiva shemesach. They don't learn in yeshiva. That's what he learned with Nachum. In any case, his Swarma Geshmak, his Swarma Chumish, he has Swarma on Shas, he's got Swarma on Yom. Everything is very Geshmak, very Geshmak attire.
So let's take a look over here.
He was a Gishmaki guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's this piece from?
This is the Sefer Mishuch. The name of the Sefer
Mishuch. I have that on Chumash.
He has a Chumash and they have on, this is on Mayad. He has on Shas. He has his beautiful, beautiful stuff. Everything he writes is also very, very clear. I don't know who actually wrote it up. Very clear.
If I wouldn't be surprised, by the way, I don't know who did, but if I wouldn't be surprised. You know, it was a big chassid of his, David Lichtenstein, the one from Headlines. Okay. He used to promote his
Chabad. I got
to
take a look in the opening.
But I don't know.
You look at the Shadaf, you say, who wrote it? I don't know who wrote it.
So you got this piece from
this is the one of my Adam. This is one of my Adam.
It's firm still?
I have it on my Adam. Yeah. My Adam is, it goes through all the Yom Tovim, Tisha B'Av. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. His stuff is very, very nice. So let's listen to what he writes over here. He writes like this, because we have a problem on our hands. We have a major problem on our hands. Is what do we do with this Ramah that holds as an Isra Tashmish on Tisha B'Av? Meaning this Ramah should be the biggest indicator in the world that Tisha B'Av this year is really a Tashlum. Right. And this Ramah should be, all the Achrayim who paskind, all the Achrayim that paskind that this year the kid has to fast because it's moved over is against the Ramah. It's against the Ramah. The Ramah says you have a veil on Tisha B'Av. You have a veil on Tisha B'Av. The only way to be mad with that is to say that what? That Tisha B'Av really is Shabbos. So if Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, then the kid shouldn't pass. And if Tisha B'Av really is Shabbos, there should be Shavuot Shachar. But Zok Tevel Yavarach like this. Ulam Yesh Lodim B'Zeh. The Bo'emes Tarti Yisnayu B'Hechaz Tisha B'Av. This he said. There's two dinim to Tisha B'Av. Chodo Din Avelos V'Oi Din Tainis. The Anocha Din from Tainis. K'mei Shaharach V'Chudush Yomar and Reza Levi, like Biskorov points out in the beginning of Hechaz Tainis. V'hine. Now this is where it gets Gishmak. Ko Ma Shemetzinu Didvarm Shemetzinu Neg B'Shabbos. So what do you keep on Shabbos? Hainurak legabi avelos. This is where you start splitting hairs a little bit. Says Rabbi Yobaruch, what do you keep on Shabbos? Not dine tainus on Shabbos, but rather you keep dine avelos b'Shabbos. Oh, so what do you have? So he says avel gabi tainus lo yashchicha. The imken in raya ma avelos the tainus. No.
What's the name?
But again, we're assuming like we're saying that a tainus halaim is not a raya. I mean, loy
matzon. No, but it's a famous.
We don't go like that. We don't go like that, Bujram. We go like Rash. We go like Rash. Uli oylam yeshloim with the awkward satanis lagamri la asiri. The ainam within tashlum and klal.
Maybe like this.
Maybe avada. The fast day was taka moved to Sunday, but the fast day was moved to Sunday.
But not the avelos.
But not the avelos. The avelos stays in place. The avelos stays on the ninth.
But how do you have avelos in Shabbos? That's to be a spirit.
Not true. To Am Shabbatzina.
Only right.
That's what we're talking about. So that's where it gets tricky. Then the avelos comes back, right? Rakhmi kol mokim kiven she tisha b'av ro'i la avelos kechol shana deschalta de perunat adifo mishamachi af kishachal b'shabes ro'u linik ba avelos b'tzina. So what's Rabbi Yobaruch doing for us? He's saying with pizza you can be mazur Rama very simple. Maybe the Rama also agrees that really what we call tisha b'av is taka Sunday this year. And maybe the taki is no shvu shachaboy according to the Ramah. So why am I keeping avelos? Because avelos stems from the day of the year, not from the day of the times. And since it's on the calendar, it's Tisha B'Av, I may have to keep avelos. So imkain, it comes out of lefizeh, comes out according to the Ramah. The Ramah might hold the following: that there's two dinim, there's avelos and tainus. The tainus taki gets moved over to yud.
Yeah, there's no avelos on Sunday.
No, so then we have both on Sunday. Right, then you get a Rabbi Salvation's problem of having two days of avelos. But so,
by the way, where do you know that you can't have 2 days of avelos?
You don't know anywhere. It's just not Mastavra.
But what was his real problem with avelos 2 days
ago? Avelos problem? Right. His problem was you don't find anywhere. That's not the way the Chazal structured it.
What do you mean? No, but I'm saying who says you have a very shiva?
You could debate it.
This is more
gemak. Right. So if you're willing,
you have avelos to shiva, you have 2 days in a row. So what would you mean?
That we have. That's the way they set it up. Here we have,
you have a velus.
Yes, that's a velus for an oval. You don't form, meaning Tisha B'Av was made one day of the year. Now you want to tell me no, it's really 2 days of the year. That's
Mamela.
Okay, so that's what we can debate.
It is 2 days of the year because we always said that it did, even though it started on the 9th, but on the 10th, on a regular year.
That's a winner. Those are Minhagim already. That's not Minhagim.
Does that make your identity?
That's Minhagim. That's right, Minhagim.
So technically speaking, Allah Lamaisa, let's say this year. Tisha B'Av would take a fall on Sunday. Monday morning, I did all these stuff.
We'll get to it. Now, so we didn't get to the biggest problem yet. And this, I guess, will have to be launched next week. I'll develop it even more. So I normally would put it to a vote, because I like to be very,
democratic.
Democratic. Came across a Marizik in Maisa. there was a ghetto that's not so popular. It was called the Novogrodok ghetto. The Novogrodok ghetto, they decided to build a tunnel underneath to get out. They took spoons every night. They would dig dirt and they'd hide the dirt. And they managed to make an amazing tunnel to get out. The night that they decided to leave, they decided to vote. Are we going or are we not going? So if they could be democratic there, we could be democratic here also. The Imamish decided to put it to a vote. After all the work they put in, they decided, let's put it to a vote. Itaka, the majority won. The Itaka left. And most of the Itaka survived. It's a big chiddush, how they survived like that. They ended up joining up with the Belsky family. And that's how they survived as partisans. Yeah. But in any case, so the point is, everything has to be a democratic vote. But
But
But what's the biggest problem with this whole sugya? Is this next Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch? We touched upon it last week. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch based on a Yaivitz, not Reb Yaakov Emden, but a Yaivitz quoted by the Tor, who lived 300, 400 years before him. Well, see, actually, interesting, the Yaivitz argues on that Yaivitz. Makes this complicated. We'll come to it next week. Shulchan Aruch paskins, if a person makes a bris this year on Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, the father, the moel, everyone breaks their fast after him. Everyone breaks the fast after him.
On Sunday.
On Sunday. Shulchan Aruch, Mefurish, number 3. No, he's not. The Magen Avraham Mark, not the Ramah. The Mechaber writes clearly, number 3, that everyone breaks their fast after Mincha.
Well, that's him L'shitasa. Because
it's not him L'shitasa.
No, but
it's him L'stirasa.
No, because he says the fast is really the man.
We got to work it out. Now, if you take the Mechaber Kipshuto before all our fancy Torah today, the Mechaber says that when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, there's no avails in Shabbos. What does that mean in English? And when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, Sunday is the real Tisha B'Av. Right. Yeah, so if Sunday is the real Tisha B'Av, why are we Mako? This is the big problem. And we'll see from here how we'll be able to be Masber a lot of other things. And we'll make everything work out. And the Ramah makes no comment on this. And then we'll go one more Vaita. We'll try to be Masber. Why Taka is this true? So Blina, the next week, we'll try to wrap everything up. And this way we'll finish everything in Mitzvah before Tisha B'Av. The plan is, Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, after Tisha B'Av, we're going to start the new Limud.
Oh, what are we learning?
We're going to learn the first Perek of Kedushin Naf Chav Tes. We'll start Mitzvah Hashem after Shabbos. Now, Shabbos Nachamu, hopefully we'll have a Shirim at the end a little early. I have to go to Chasana, but hopefully we should. I think it was enough busy, remember?
About 100 years ago.
Yeah. Chav Tes is much more strong. Chav Tes is much more strong.
What's that sugar?
That's the Kibbutz Aveim, Bris, Kibbutz Aveim. Very good.